warned residents to stay out of active combat zones in Gaza City. Carrie Khan, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
And from Washington, this is NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Calling it more political theater, Governor Laura Kelly is rejecting a call from Kansas Attorney General Kris Kobach for a special legislative session. Earlier this week, Kobach urged lawmakers to return to Topeka to address whether Kansans can change the gender markers on their driver's licenses and birth certificates. But Kelly issued a statement yesterday saying Kobach is manufacturing false urgency to pressure lawmakers to call a special session for the purpose of redistricting instead. Kelly says a special session would waste more than $100,000 in taxpayer money and that lawmakers could take up the issue of redistricting in regular session instead. A recent joint law enforcement sweep netted more than 70 arrests in and around Topeka. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the arrest cleared 40 outstanding felony warrants and 33 misdemeanor warrants. The operation involved the FBI, the police departments of Topeka and Lawrence, the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office, the Kansas Highway Patrol, Kansas Department of Corrections, and several other agencies. Topeka police also requested prosecution of about 70 new charges. In college football, KU is in Orlando to play the University of Central Florida at 6:30 this evening. K-State plays Baylor at 11 o'clock this morning in Waco. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. This is NPR.
Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s. Winds from the south 10 to 15 miles with gusts up to 30 miles per hour today. Clear skies tonight with lows around 62. Sunny for tomorrow. Highs in the mid-80s. We've got a chance of rain and thunderstorms Sunday night into Monday, ushering in cooler temperatures for Tuesday. It's 69 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday. After he retired, former U.S. Ambassador George Kent got on his bicycle and rode across the country to raise awareness and money for the war in Ukraine. Coming up, we'll hear about George Kent's trip across America, including his time here in Kansas. That's all ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. A big thank you to everyone who made a pledge during KPR's recent fall membership drive. You helped us raise more than $117,000 to support Weekend Edition Saturday, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and everything you hear on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you for making this all possible. If you meant to make a pledge and didn't quite get around to it, you can still pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org. And once again, thanks.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org.
Sunny skies today, highs in the mid-80s. It's 70 degrees in Topeka, 69 in Kansas City.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Solution for finding love.
My sister met her husband here. My best friend met her husband here. I did meet somebody that was in my life for a while here.
We hear from the Hopeful Hearts at Europe's largest matchmaking festival. I'm Andrew Limbong, and that's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. And if Irish matchmaking is not to your liking, maybe Irish beer making? Stay with us. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, we'll hear about the House of Guinness, the new historical drama about the family that established the famous Irish brewery. That's coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, promoting the 2025 Caw Valley Field Day, a celebration of soil, farmers, food, and community, October 11th at the Shirk Farm in North Lawrence. Details at CawValleyFieldDay.com.
Sunny skies today with highs expected in the mid-80s. Winds from the south 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Clear skies overnight tonight with lows around 62. Sunny for tomorrow with highs again in the mid-80s. It's 72 in Atchison, 69 and cloudy in Emporia, 74 and sunny in Manhattan.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Support for NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison, 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's NPR's News Quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me. This afternoon, join Destiny for KPR's Classics by Request. It's music curated by you, our listeners, from 1 to 4 o'clock. Many of you are apparently already getting into the spooky spirit and requested some Halloween favorites like Danse Macabre. Also, we'll hear a little polka, some waltzes, Gershwin. It'll be a fun Saturday afternoon with Destiny starting at 1 o'clock. Here on Kansas Public Radio.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis.
And I'm Nagin Farsad, filling in for Peter Sagal. The government is shut down, and now NPR is in serious danger of not receiving our new funding. We'll ask how the cabinet is filling their free time. And the record-breaking open water swimmer, Becca Mann, stops by to brave the choppy waters of our quiz. Plus, Bill Curtis sets up a bouncy house for the whole audience to play in.
Clean socks only, no holes.
We'll find out who's really cooling their heels right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm.
There is no apparent movement in trying to end the shutdown of the federal government now.
Learn more at rwjf.org.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny skies today, highs in the mid-80s. A little windy out there with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. It's 74 in Lawrence, 71 in Emporia. This is KPR.
The following program was taped in front of an audience.
Susanna Hoffs didn't just buy a house. She reimagined a spec home into a sanctuary. That's this week on This Old House Radio Hour. Sunday morning at 10 on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the Kaw Valley Farm Tour, an opportunity to explore 33 farms and 6 heritage sites throughout the Kaw River Valley. Activities for the whole family, today and tomorrow. Details at kawvalleyfarmtour.com. And from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, visit bluecollarpress.com. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations.
In just a minute, why, you better take away your dog's car keys right now. That's in our Listener Limerick Challenge. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to join us on air. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Next time on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we've got tunes by the Voodoo Organist, the Hollywood Jazz Stars, and Juan Esquivel. Plus, there's Private Eye Jazz from Mike Hammer. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Join me where the music is always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. And from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers, more than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. Sunny skies today. We're looking for highs in the mid-80s. Sunny for tomorrow. Highs again in the mid-80s. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR Station.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. If you missed Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, scorekeeper Bill Curtis at KPR's recent book launch event, be sure to tune into KPR Presents. It's a special broadcast from that event, 6 o'clock tomorrow evening on KPR. Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting singer-songwriter Noah Reed, best known for playing Patrick from Schitt's Creek on Saturday, October 4th. That's today at Liberty Hall. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com.
I'm Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. And from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Sunny skies today with highs expected in the mid-80s. A little windy with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. It's 75 in Emporia, 79 in Manhattan.
From PRX, this is the Moth Radio Hour. When the Moth Radio Hour continues. Is supported by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance. Use Progressive's rate comparison tool to evaluate car insurance options in one place and find a rate that works. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social security, and education. Info at AIRefugeesLawrence.com. This afternoon, join Destiny for KPR's Classics by Request. It's music chosen by you from 1 to 4 o'clock. Many of you are getting into the spooky spirit, so they've got some Halloween favorites in store, as well as a little polka, waltzes, and more. This afternoon at 1 o'clock on KPR.
From PRX, you're listening to the...
Join me, Nick Carswell, for 105 Live this week, where we celebrate 1 year of the show. We're going to be listening back to some live sessions with The Yard, C.S. Luxem, and Lauren Lavelle, as well as a preview of the Halfway to Everywhere Festival happening October 10th and 11th in Emporia. That's all on 105 Live this week, 5 p.m. Saturday and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
Happy anniversary, 105 Live. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This American Life. Here's a big thank you to all of our sustaining members and everyone who helped out during KPR's fall membership drive by making a pledge. Kansas Public Radio stays strong because of listeners like you who helped us raise more than $117,000. That money goes directly into programs like This American Life, The Moth Radio Hour, and everything you hear on KPR. If you didn't quite get around to making your pledge during the drive, our donation form is always open at kansaspublicradio.org, so make your investment today. And last time I checked, we still had a couple of those Bill Curtis books, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News. They're yours. For $20 a month as a sustaining member. Again, donate now at kansaspublicradio.org. And from all of us at KPR, thanks.
One thing that's been interesting watching the rise of the New York mayor.